Daniel.
Shavua Tov. Hope you're well.
I'm well.
We're still a little early.
Okay.
We're a little early yet.
I'm getting booked up.
On Esther.
Shavua Tov. We're still a little early.
Okay, I'm going to go on mute.
Yes,
ma'am. Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov, Hanum.
We're starting with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabarichu ishkin tei bitchimu urchimu utchimu le'achta l'shem yud hei bevav hei. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Hine Anachnu Ba'im L'Kayem Mitzvat Zevirata Omer. La'asot Nachat Ruach L'Yotzreinu V'la'asot Ratzon Borenu. V'yehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kononeh Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kononehu. Adonai Yohei Wahei Yigmor ba'adi Adonai Yohei Wahei Hazdecha le'olam Ma'asei Adecha Al teref ekra le'elohim Elyon la'el gomer alai Bene amar ve'avor alai Ve'erech mitposeset Bedamayich vayomar lach, bedamayich hayi, vayomar lach, bedamayich. Chayi baki nafu, et Adonai Yohei Wahei, Elohim Yohei Wahei, Elohei Gadalta, Meod hod behadar. Levashta, O Teor Keshalma, Note Shamayim, Karia, Baruchata, Adonai, Yohei Wahei, Yudhei Vavhei, Eloheinu, Melech Haolam, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al sefirat ha'omer. Ayom Arbaim Yom Laomer Shehem Chamisha Shavuot V'Chamisha Yamim. Today is the 40th day of the Omer, which is 5 weeks and 5 days. The inner light. Harachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma bimhera biyameinu. And we may all say amen. We'll now study the Psalm 67, which is the menorah psalm. We'll stop at a letter, and we'll stop at a word. Lam natseach bin ginot mizbor shir Elohim yechanenu Vivarkenu Yair Pana Vitanu Sela Ladat Baaretz Darkecha Bekol Goim Yeshua Techa Yoducha Amim Elohim Yoducha Amim Kulam Yismechu Veranenu Leumim Ki tishpot amin mishor u'min ba. We're stopping at the Aleph of Ba'aretz. The Aleph, as we know, has a number connection, a gematria connection of one. But it also has a gematria connection of 1,000, because the word Aleph has that numerical connection. What is unity? Is it one? Is it 1,000? Is it 1,000,000? 1,000,000,000? 1,000,000,000,000? What is one? This contemplation of unity, of oneness, of totality, this contemplation will cleanse everything and unify everything. Aretz Tanhem Sela Yoducha Amim Elohim Yoducha Amim Kulam Eretz Mana Yudulayevarkenu Yevarkenu. Yevarkenu has two kinds of meanings. Bet Resh Kaf is the Shorash for blessing, Baruch. And the new ending, Nun Vav, is a plural ending. The Yud at the beginning of the word means active. Active blessing is one of its meanings of Yivarkenu. The question to ask ourselves is, in what way do we bless other people? Through our actions, through our words, through our prayers, or all of the above, or many more aspects of blessing. And the other meaning of Bet Resh Kaf is to kneel. And how does kneeling relate to blessing? This contemplation will help to raise your spiritual level, your spiritual. individual consciousness. Because kneeling is a manifestation of the lowering of your ego. Elohim, Eloheinu, Yivarkeinu, Elohim, V'yiru, Oto, Kol Asearetz. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Totir Serura. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu. Tacharenu Nora. Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun. Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kiva Vachamren. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Barchen Tacharen Rachame Sidkacha Tamid Gamlen. Betet Reish Tzadi Tav Gimel. Chasim Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Adatecha. Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim. Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zokrei. The letter Zion, the spiritual level of the city of Jerusalem. The letter Zion that connects to the Malchut of Malchut of Zerampin. The letter Zion that connects to the energy center of the universe.
Kedushatecha Yud Gimalamet Pezayan Ku Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Zadi Yuta. And the eighth verse of the Ana Bekoach we say in a whisper. Ribbono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe, al dechal ispor sefirata omer, kidei letacharenu, miklipotenu, umitumatenu, kibo shekatavta, betorata husvartem, lachem mimachara, Hashabad miyom haviachem et omer hatanufa sheva shabbatot tamimot tiyena ad memacharad hashabbat hashvit hasefiru chamishim yom kidei sheyitacharu nafshot amcha Yisrael Mizohamatam Uvechem Yihiratzon Milfanecha Adonai Yohewahe Eloheinu Veelohe Avotenu Shebizchut Sefirata Omer Shesafarti Hayom Yitukan Ma Shebagamti Vesefira Chod Shebe Yisod. Chod Shebe Yisod. Yasoda's foundation, Hoda's appreciation. What is appreciation in the frame of foundation look like? How can you understand it? How can you appreciate it? And what does Yasod Shebechod look like? The foundation in the frame of appreciation. In what way are they different? In what way are they the same? Vieta her, vieta kadesh, mikdusha shel ma'ala, amen selah. The 40th journey in the desert was leaving Divon Gad and camping at Almon Dival Tehaima. Almon Dival Tehaima translates as hidden sweetness. This is the place where the well was concealed from them because they forsaken the Torah, which is compared to sweet pressed figs. Some say that this place had many streams where chestnuts and figs grew. The mystics explain that Almon Dival Tehaima is a state of concealment. Almon comes from the root he'elam, hidden, referring to the overwhelming existential loneliness that we are all subject to in our lives. How often do we wonder, am I alone in this world? Does God hear my prayers? In fact, however, this feeling of isolation, as real as it may seem to us, is only due to our limited perception. King David teaches us a powerful lesson in this regard. When David was escaping the wrath of King Shaul, he tells his dear friend Jonathan that as the new moon arrives, he will go hide in the field. They then agree upon a sign to determine whether David must continue to hide from the pursuing Saul, or he can come out of hiding, when David's seat will be empty during the meal of the new moon, and Saul will inquire about his whereabouts. Jonathan should gauge from his father's reaction whether Saul still wants to kill David or he will leave him be in peace. Once Jonathan determines that Saul's state of mind, he will come out to the field where David was hiding, and he will shoot 3 arrows as if aiming at a mark. And behold, I will send a lad saying, go, find the arrows. If I say expressly to the lad, look, the arrows are on this side of you, get them, then come. For it is safe for you, and as God lives, there is nothing to fear. But if I say this to the youth, look, the arrows are beyond you, go your way, for God has sent you away. And concerning the matter of which you and I have spoken, behold, God be between you and me forever. And the story is known that Saul was still wanting to kill David, and Jonathan told his friend David, even though he was a rival for the kingship, he told his friend David to leave because Saul wanted to kill him. But Jonathan did not do everything properly. Jonathan did not give David food to go on the trip. And by not giving David food to go on the trip, David stopped at one of the cities of the Kohanim. And when Saul heard about this and accepted the Lashon Hara, he sent his army, and they killed all of the people, all of the priests, the Kohanim of this city. And this is the cause of Jonathan's death at the hands of the Philistines, standing side by side with his father. And what do we learn from this story and this understanding is best exemplified from this idea of questioning, am I alone? None of us are alone, ever. And this was the mistake that Jonathan made, that he was sending his friend away, saved his life. That he did not provide food because he didn't expand his consciousness to take in the consequences of sending David without food. There is much to learn from this story and this travel in the desert. The Tzaddikim who left this day, Rabbi Yaakov Loberbaum of Lisa, Rabbi Ozer of Klementov, Rabbi Chaim Hager of Kosov, Rabbi Chaim Chori, Rabbi Shaul Halevi, and the prophet that Rabbi Drizin teaches is connected to Met Jehod Sheba Yesod is Jeremiah, which was the same prophet from last night, so there's an error in this page. And to pray for the return of the Beit HaMikdash, Parach Aman Hu Yachatzir Avodat Beit HaMikdash Lim Koma Bimhera Biyameinu. And may we all say Amen. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow, Sunday, we have a class at 10:30 that's preparation for the holiday of Shavuot. At 3 o'clock, we have a class continuing our presentation and classes on Lashon Hara, how to speak properly with words of Torah instead of Lashon Hara, evil speech. And at 8:30, we will count the Omer. All times are West Coast times, and shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Shalom.